KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly sunny skies, 68 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Our forecast for today is calling for it to be partly cloudy, a high of 84. We picked up 1.5 inches of rainfall yesterday. In Western Iowa news, authorities have ruled that the death of an Iowa man acquitted in the slaying of a 2-year-old girl in 2000 was an accident. The Iowa Medical Examiner's Office says Jesse Wendelsdorf of Cherokee died from ethylene glycol poisoning. The chemical is the primary ingredient in antifreeze. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation agent Daryl Simmons says antifreeze was found near Wendelsdorf when he was found March 29th. He died 2 days later at a Sioux City hospital. Simmons said that it's nearly impossible to say whether Wendelsdorf wanted to kill himself. He left no note. He says some people drink antifreeze to get drunk. Wendelsdorf was acquitted of murder and sexual abuse charges in January, the 2000 death of his girlfriend's daughter. The Creston Police Department reports a Newton woman was arrested Wednesday afternoon for theft in the fifth degree. 53-year-old Joan McCulloch was arrested at 806 Laurel Street and then released on a promise to appear later in court. And early this morning, 32-year-old Martin Ruiz of Creston was arrested at the intersection of Sumner and Highway 34 on a charge of OWI first offense. Ruiz was later released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Audubon County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Jensen says the Audubon County Engineer's Office has informed him that a section of 255th Street has been closed for safety reasons, and that's due to the undermining of a culvert. The closure is in the 2300 block of 255th, about a mile-and-a-half section of road between Mockingbird and Oriole Avenues. Repair work on the road is expected to last about 2 weeks. So emergency responders and persons who would normally travel that road in that section of Audubon County should plan to take alternate routes for the next couple of weeks. The Shelby County Conservation Board is sponsoring a Hunter Safety Education Online Field Day. That will be held September 3rd from 8 a.m. to noon at the Nishna Bend Recreation Area. Registration is required, and you can do that by going to www.iowadnr.gov/hunter-ed. Persons born after January 1st, 1972 must complete a hunter safety education course in order to obtain an Iowa hunting license, and you must be at least 12 years of age to take the class. Participants in the online field day must complete the online class at the website I just mentioned before coming to the field day at Nishna Bend, and you need to bring your online completion voucher in order to be admitted to the field day course. The Nishna Bend Rec Area is located 1.5 miles southeast of the Harlan Municipal Airport. If you have any questions, you can call Nick Preston, Shelby County Conservation Board Director, at 712-744-3403. And there is a link to that registration site under that same story on our news page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet tomorrow morning at the courthouse here in Atlantic. And during their session, which begins at 8:30, the board will discuss and act on a resolution for posted weight limits on county bridges. They're also expected to adopt a Cass County Information Technology Policy and, following a hearing, adopt an ordinance to establish a policy for the construction and reconstruction of roadways and bridges on the Cass County Secondary Road System. In other business, the supervisors are scheduled to receive quarterly reports tomorrow from the County Veterans Affairs and Conservation Directors and act on a resolution to enter into a 28E agreement for Iowa Precinct Atlas Consortium, that is for the use of computer software programs known as Precinct Atlas and Absentee Atlas, and the related software and hardware components. The National Weather Service says three short-lived but highly visible landspout tornadoes touched down across northern Iowa Wednesday afternoon and evening as a line of thunderstorms slowly progressed southeast over the area. The tornadoes caused no reported structural or tree damage, with only crop damage being reported and no injuries. The first report of a tornado came in from Kossuth County, where a small and brief landspout touched down about 5 miles west-northwest of Algona at around 5:15 p.m. A funnel cloud was also seen going up and down toward the ground about 5 miles west of Algona a few minutes later. In Winnebago County, a funnel cloud was reported 4 miles west-northwest of Scarville at around 6 p.m. 12 minutes later, multiple social media pictures showed the funnel extending close to, if not touching, the ground in the same area. And in Humboldt County, a funnel cloud was seen forming halfway to the ground 2 miles west-southwest of Bode. A moment later, the same twister briefly touched down. Well, more wind turbines are coming to Iowa. Alliant Energy on Wednesday announced plans for a $1 billion project to expand the Whispering Willow Wind Farm in Franklin County and possibly develop wind energy in other areas of the state. Meanwhile, in northwest Iowa, Trade Wind Energy Development Manager Jeff Hammond has released details about a pair of projects. The North Star project, primarily in Dickinson County, would involve 70 turbines, creating 140 megawatts of power.
And just south of that, a project that we're calling Red Rock, and that project looks to be about 360 megawatts, 180 turbines.
The transmission line is going up in Palo Alto County as part of the projects. Hammond expects the new wind turbines will create about 15 permanent jobs plus 150 construction jobs.
There's also the landowner payment for leasing their land that will generate even more money into the economy and allow those landowners to continue to farm their land. Placement of these facilities will really take only 1% to 2% of the land out of production.
The Red Rock Wind Project is called the largest community wind farm in the state of Iowa. The state of Iowa last year generated over 31% of its electricity from wind power, ranking it first in the nation. Iowa now ranks second in the country for installed capacity, according to the American Wind Energy Association. Well, the Webster County Board of Supervisors has rejected a proposed 5,000-head hog confinement facility that would be constructed just west of Clare. The board was concerned about how the water quality in Lizard Creek would be affected, the project's potential impact on property values, and the fact that it would have been owned and operated by a company from outside the county were also considered by the board before they made their final decision on Tuesday. The Iowa DNR has the final say on the project, though. Supervisor Merrill Leffler said the board has to be proactive in protecting the county's quality of life with a pork processing plant planned for nearby Wright County. Leffler also said the public has been overwhelmingly against the hog confinement facility. Authorities say an unidentified chemical has rained down in a northeast Marion neighborhood. Several people in the eastern Iowa town called 911 Tuesday night after noticing a white substance on vehicles and houses. No injuries were reported. Officials initially thought the substance may be a weed killer accidentally dropped by a crop duster, but Marion Fire Chief Deb Kribble said Wednesday afternoon the substance may instead be a fungicide that's also sprayed on crops. Iowa State Extension agronomist Megan Anderson says that to be extra cautious, people in the area should destroy any produce in their gardens. Authorities are investigating. An analyst at the Iowa State Crime Laboratory was let go after posting a racist rant on her Facebook page, saying she no longer trusts or feels safe around black people. The Iowa Department of Public Safety said Wednesday that criminalist Amy Pulpiter, a 10-year employee, was terminated Tuesday. Pulpiter lashed out at the Black Lives Matter movement, or BLM, and all blacks in general in a Facebook post on July the 8th, which was first reported by the Des Moines Register. Her rant came one day after the killing of several police officers in Dallas by a black man who shot them during a protest over police brutality. Pulpiter wrote that, quote, because of blacks, she now does notice skin color, and, quote, frankly, I no longer feel safe around them. An Iowa man accused of punching and robbing his mother has pleaded guilty in a deal with prosecutors. Court records say 21-year-old Michael DeLuge was sentenced to 2 years probation Tuesday and given a 2-year prison sentence that was suspended. A $625 fine was also suspended. DeLuge pleaded guilty after prosecutors lowered the charge to aggravated theft from robbery. Court documents say DeLuge punched his mother in the arm and stole $180 from her on May the 18th in Mason City. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.